I struggle with the idea that we were created to worship God. How is that not arrogant? Fabulous question. I've heard that question a number of times, and I think it is a great, great question. You know, we think of arrogant, and I think of something, I don't want to be known as arrogant. And somebody's arrogant, we go, that's wrong. It's sinful. But I think that word arrogant maybe can be appropriately applied to God in this regard. He is worthy of arrogance. If God is God, if God is who He claims to be, if God is the creator of the universe, then all worship should be to Him. But you know what He in Scripture makes very clear? Doesn't mean it's right. I'm going to keep saying that. You're investigating. This is data for you. But just you need to know this much, that what He says in the Bible is this, that when we worship Him is when we find the greatest joy and fulfillment in life. That'd be my story. I truly believe that. I'm not saying it's during a worship service that it is, that it's ever, but I mean when I'm applauding Him and looking to Him to honor Him and to say, I yield to You, I'm telling you, there's no greater sense of joy and satisfaction that I experience. And I'm not an emotional guy, goes up and down and all that stuff, but I'll tell you this, that's what's satisfying, is to say, I get to live for the purpose. See, I believe this, that the greatest purpose of all mankind is to glorify God and to enjoy Him. That is the first question of the great catechism that's known by many, where it says, what is man's chief end? And man's chief end is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. And you know how I think that's to be understood? How do we glorify God? We glorify Him by enjoying Him. And you enjoy Him when you see Him for who He is. We're going to talk this probably through the time. At some point I'll bring up how our view of ourself, our view in which we'll cover next week, our view of God, those two shape everything. And if we view ourselves as the Bible tells us we are, and we view God for who He says He is, then we begin to say, I have no greater purpose in life than to glorify Him. And that, if that's because He's worthy, and that means arrogant, I'd say He's worthy of arrogance. But it's not a sinful arrogance. I think it'd be a very appropriate arrogance because He would be God.